Live and local with Monica J. 99.1 is FM Talk.
Oh, it's so much more. It's FM Talk and FM Education and FM Compassion. Listen to you. Whatever you want to do. Sometimes people just need to get things off of their chests. So that's what we're here for. Welcome to the show. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1. It's live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. Yep, we can talk about national issues, but it's really the heart of what we talk about here is what's going on in your backyard, in your front yard, it's wherever. And a lot of people ask, well, how do I get involved? One of the first ways that you can get involved, and it's so fun, just find one near you. This week, well, every week, actually, it's because of Lincoln's birthday. All the Republican groups are having their Lincoln Day dinners. And we have got a run of them this week. I'm going to tell you about them in just a second, because first I want to read this email that I got this morning at about 8 o'clock. Wow. This is from a person in Jules in Sparks. Wow. We loved our trip to Elko for their Lincoln Day dinner weekend. You feel the heart of Nevada and the pulse of Nevada. You feel so much warmth there with everyone coming together. I prayed with Michael McDonald. We held hands together and we prayed for the two of us. And for the state. She got to sit down and talk and visit with Congressman Amaday. Sit down and talk with Assemblyman Wheeler. And it sums it up right there. The heart and the pulse of Nevada. That is in our rural communities. I had an amazing time in Urington with Ken Gray and their dinner for Lyon County. You don't necessarily have to go to the dinner in your area. Actually, I would encourage you to go to one of the dinners outside of your bubble. I almost said community, but we're all tied in this together. So it's really not our community versus their community. Coming up, I just got the email on this one, or text, or whatever you want to call it. I got the notification of it. So many going on. Of course, I hope you remember. I'm going to go backwards here. Go backwards. Sunday, the 16th, is the Douglas County Republican Central Committee dinner. It's their Lincoln-Reagan dinner. It's going to be at the Carson Valley Inn. Beautiful location to have it. Reception starts up at 4. Dinner is at 5:30, so it's a fairly early one. And they have a wonderful speaker. That's the other reason I encourage you to go to the dinners, is because of the speakers. Author, broadcast, and political activist David J. Harris Jr. is going to be their keynote speaker. If you don't know about him, go to Friday's podcast. We had a wonderful time together chatting. Listen to it, check it out. But he has been involved from basically the beginning and is very heavily involved in the Blexit movement. He wrote a book, Why I Couldn't Stay Silent. That's got to be the hardest thing in the Black community, is to finally come forward and say, yeah, I'm a Republican. I broke away from years of, you know, hey, this is what's good for you. This is who's fighting for you. Stopped listening to people and started doing his own research and figured out that the Democrat Party basically is built on the fact that they keep people down. They keep people addicted. You have two sides of the Democrat Party. Those people who are kept down on the reliance of government assistance. And then you have those who want to have that control to keep others down, or just to have that grip on everything. The socialists, the progressives, whatever they want to call themselves, the communists. Communism is alive and well in America, folks. Until we start coming together. So there you go. Sunday. Now you can get tickets by logging on to douglasgop.org. I'm sure they're going to have plenty of food and great stuff that, you know, hopefully you can get tickets at the door. But for more information, don't take a chance, because the room can only seat so many. So douglasgop.org. Then on Saturday, it's the Carson City Dinner! Casino Fandango. Starts up at 5 o'clock with, I don't know, whatever you want to call it, mingling, networking, seeing people that you haven't seen in a while. I mean, I love the fact that you can go to these dinners and just visit with people that don't necessarily have the same ideas that you do, because even in the Republican Party, we all have different ideas. But guess what? We all come together at the end for less government, personal accountability, and really life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for everyone, not just Republicans. That's the opposite of the Democrats, who just want, well, they want what they want for everyone, but it's not the same thing. And it's not liberty, that's for sure. Every time Nancy Pelosi opens her mouth, if her dentures don't fall out, every time she opens her mouth, you can see that. Their keynote speaker is Evan Sayet, also a nationally renowned author, conservative speaker, but he's a great comedian too. And he talks a lot about nationalism versus socialism. Do you know the difference? A lot of people don't. That's why they have to keep changing the name to appeal to the younger demographic. Because once you get to my age, you've already learned it's like, okay, well, that's just communism repackaged as socialism, repackaged as leftism, repackaged as progressivism. What are they going to call the next? What are they? Millennialism? It's all the same thing. It's all the same BS. And that's really what it is BS. Which is sad because I was talking to a Democrat the other day that wonderful, just great woman. And when we sat down, just the two of us, Democrat and conservative Republican, no politicians, no elected representatives, and we were talking about things, and we were so just, yeah, we want to help with that. Yeah, this needs to be improved. Yeah, this, and we're coming together on so many things. You know what the defective piece of all this is? Elected representatives. Because they're not listening to the people that they are supposed to be representing, to their actual constituents. You know how they say a little bit of power corrupts? It's all consuming. Look at it when you go to a special event and you have people just even in charge of parking. People get put in charge of something and then all of a sudden they're the ultimate authoritarian. It's like, wow. Calm down, Hitler. Jeez. I know where I'm going. You know where you're going. So, how about going to the Washoe County Republican Assembly Lincoln Day dinner, which will be on Valentine's Day, Friday, February 14th. See, I told you we were going backwards. Guns N' Roses, that's their event. And they have a very special guest as well. Sheriff Mack, the founder of Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, which is different from just the sheriffs and... You know, law enforcement has... Well, actually, you know what? I want to come back and talk about law enforcement. I'm not going to digress and go into that. If you want to find out more about this dinner, then just log on to their website. Space is limited, though, at the Atlantis, even though they've got that huge, beautiful ballroom. They can still only pack so many people in there. And I'm sure that a lot of people are going to want to hear from Sheriff Mack and what the federal government is doing. You can buy tickets in advance. It's a dinner buffet. Just go to wcra-blog.org. And you can get your tickets there. So there you've got the Nevada Washoe County Republican Assembly. You've got the Carson City. And then you've got Douglas County. Go to someplace outside of your area. Meet new people. Make new connections and realize that we're all fighting for the same thing. Now, if we could just get our elected representatives to do it, too. It's the Monica Jay Show, 884-9910. We're going to talk more about law enforcement coming up next because this is getting bad, people. It's getting really bad. It's been bad for a while. But now we're talking assassinations. What are your thoughts? 884-9910. We'll be back with more on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. FM Talk, it's the Monica Jay Show, and yeah, we see bad situations rising and trouble on the way, but man, did you see that moon last night? Oh, that was gorgeous. One of those special moons that's closer and a little colored, and just had to walk outside last night and stare up at it. It's like, wow. We are so small in this vastness. We are so small. And we're petty. And we're vindictive. When you can walk outside and see a moon like that, see something so beautiful, see the stars, you literally have to ask yourself, what is this all about? Why are we trying to kill each other? What are we killing each other over? Why is it now that in some areas in New York, law enforcement officers are being told if you're not on duty, do not recognize yourself in any way as an officer. Don't wear your NYPD baseball cap. Don't wear your uniform if you're off duty. Don't do anything that draws attention to you as law enforcement or your family. Because there's the possibility that you could be assassinated. No words. Honestly, no words. Until you have a family member who's in law enforcement and you see them put on that uniform, and then put on their bulletproof vest and then put their shirt over it. Yeah, I remember a time our officers didn't have to wear bulletproof vests. They kept them in the trunks of their cars. And if there was a situation, we are in such a different time. Such a different time. Even pulling someone over for a traffic stop could be the end of their life. And it's not because of the Second Amendment. It's not because law-abiding citizens have firearms. Mass shootings are not because law-abiding citizens have firearms. It is because of elected representatives not enforcing the laws. Not only not enforcing the laws that are out there, that are on the books, laws, ordinances, whatever you want to call them, because they are also going in and weakening them. Oh, well, we're going to drop this down, you know, we're going to drop this to a misdemeanor, and we're not even going to, oh, shoplifters, pff, If it's under $1,000, we're not even going to bother with that. Why? Well, there's just not enough law enforcement. Would you go into law enforcement when you're being targeted? And when you're getting absolutely no support from the higher-ups? Even here, when you're told not to enforce the laws? And you just put more people in jeopardy because, well, you want to be reelected, so you're the representative making change, protecting people? How are you protecting people when you go against law enforcement and don't let them do their job? Huh? Stop wasting our money on things that do not actually protect the community and benefit the community. All this BS that from the city of Reno, city of Sparks, all the way out. You know, they have their little funds that they can use their money for. How about you pull all that money together and hire some more law enforcement, hire some more firefighters that can actually man these stations that are out there that should be open that aren't? Who is doing the budgeting? Who is approving it? Certainly not the people. I pray for law enforcement every day. Yeah, there are some bad cops out there. But there are some even worse elected representatives. Because they pit us against each other. We'll be back after this Fox News update. Hopefully nothing's happened to any other cops in New York this morning. We'll be back after this on the Monica Jay Show.
Got a different opinion? We've got your 50,000-watt megaphone, 99.1 FM Talk. Call 884-9910, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 99.1 FM Talk, live and local talk for all of Northern Nevada. Also feel like a calendar after all of those. The rundown of the Lincoln Day dinners and Lincoln Reagan for Douglas. I love how Douglas put Lincoln Reagan. Everybody talks about how Lincoln was the starter, the real GOP, the real Republican, and I tell you, he had his issues just like everybody else. But Reagan, being out of Hollywood, Reagan had it together. That's my Republican. Ronald Reagan. Boy, did people discount him. He's just an actor. Yeah. Look at all those actors now who couldn't even get through the first award at the Oscars. Did I watch it? Oh, hell no. Just saw the recaps on the news. Couldn't even get through the first one with Brad Pitt. So disappointing. No comic relief with there's just no comic relief, period. Even when people were trying to be funny, it just... Yeah. And that's a sad state of affairs. Because I like entertainment. I like actors. When they're acting. Not when they're trying to use their position to promote what they're thinking. Getting into bed with politicians. Literally. You know, all you have to do is keep looking at that picture of Harvey Weinstein and Hillary Clinton loving on each other. There are swamps everywhere. And the unfortunate thing is, we can't drain them all. All we can do is wake up, understand the rhetoric, and then work against it. And raise our children to understand it and not put up with it. To literally come home from school and say, okay, you're home now. Forget everything you just learned in school today. Let's talk about the real world. Let's talk about what it's really supposed to be like. Because that's why we're dealing with all this right now, is because they own the education system. You own the kids. You own the future. They're changing what they learn. They're denying them the education of the history of this country. They manipulate the history of what they want kids to know. It's bad. But I want to take another piece of your calendar. What are you doing on February 21st? Did you know the vice president is coming to town? Yep. Go to Donald Trump, DonaldJTrump.com, and you can register to be a part of the event. Now, you can only register for 2 tickets. So, you can do it on your phone, you can do it on your computer, whatever you like. But go register for the Keep America Great event with Vice President Mike Pence right here in Reno. Now, keep in mind, this is something that's not going to be put together around your schedule. He's the freaking vice president, okay? So doors are going to open up at 11:30, and they're going to close at 1. And then the event starts after that. So why does it open up at 11:30? Because it's the freaking vice president. You know everybody's got to be wanded and checked and just make sure that they should actually be there. But hey, if you want to go, DonaldJTrump.com. Get your tickets. Wow. Why are people so angry? What happened in our wonderful little burg back in the 50s, listening to great music, opening up, to where we are now? No? People like Bernie Sanders came along and got into politics. Do you believe that we've come this far? Do you believe now it's you don't work for your family? You work for the village. The tax dollars, the fees that are constantly going up. We were promised that we were going to be protected. We weren't supposed to be paying taxes like we are. But people decided, oh, you know, some people are a little bit better off. So, yeah, you know, let's do some taxes. But no taxes without representation. Right. No taxes without representation. Yeah, wouldn't that be nice? it goes back to that little bit of power. You figure out what you can do. You know, there's a reason why there's a saying that says, given an inch, they take a mile. You agree to 1 cent, they take 10. You agree to give a dollar, they come back and they take 10. And it just keeps going and going and going. There need to be cuts, people. Budget's coming out. We are trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars in debt. That is the one thing that they can hold against Trump. Well, he's created even more debt. No. The debt is continuing on from the practices that were put into place. Things have to be cut. It's just like in your household. When my husband comes to me and I give him that puppy dog face, those big eyes, when he says, no more this month, unless you go out and get a real job. That's it. No more. Like, okay. The government doesn't understand that. And it's not that they just keep printing more money. That's not what they do. They take more money from you and I. There is no fat, no tax, no fee. Nothing out there. No donation. That not only Democrats, but Republicans love. Back to elected representatives. It was the Republicans that went through and passed that tax increase for the businesses here. I will make no excuse for them whatsoever. The only good thing is that most of them who voted for it and who pushed it and brought it back and put it into place are now out of office. That's why the Republican symbol is an elephant. Because we don't forget these things. We don't. Some people just need to be reminded. And that happens at the ballot box. I mean, we're getting into some serious issues here. And you know, when that budget comes out, when the federal budget comes out, that's all Democrats are going to do. Is complain and make Trump look like just the heartless bad guy that they want this country to believe he is. Because he knows what it means to cut. He knows what it means to budget.
Yeah, but he's been through bankruptcy. He took people to...
You know what? Yeah, I've been through bankruptcy. A lot of people have been through bankruptcy. Things change. Investors fall out. But he didn't just sit around whining, oh, I went through bankruptcy. No, he got back on his feet. He got more investors. And wow, look at that. He just keeps succeeding. Guess what? People succeed and they fail, and they succeed and they fail. It's when you stop trying, when you stop doing anything about it, that you're the real failure. We got to accept these budget cuts. I'm sorry, but I guess I'm the biggest meanie of all, because I guess I'm the only one who didn't see a problem with cutting funding to Special Olympics. It should be supported by donations. Anything like that. From the Galena Grizzlies needing to go do something, to the marching band. It should be supported by donations, not federal dollars. When you start cleaning up the budget and getting rid of all this stuff that is not for the betterment of this country, then we'll be a stronger and better country. Because then people can decide what to do with their money. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Dave on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk, and 99.1FMTalk.com.
You can always tell when I say something irritating because the phones just light up. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk at 884-9910. Let's go to the lines and check in with Dave this morning. Hey, Dave, you want to talk about taxes?
Hi, Monica. Well, I'm a numbers guy, so I just want to put things into perspective, and I don't hear this from, of course, I'm not going to hear it from the Democrats, but I don't hear it from the Republicans. And here's what I'm talking about, and I'm going to be conservative on this. You have people that are unemployed, and they're going back to work. Now we think, okay, for every person goes back, good, we've got another person on the tax rolls, and they're going to be paying in taxes. Well, that's just a fraction of it. Here's the true story of it, is if we put one off from assistance of any kind, and we put them on the tax rolls of paying taxes, you just took it conservatively at least three people that are already working and are supplying the finances to take care of that person that was on layoff or without a job. Mm-hmm. And you're adding those three to the one that you just added. So in other words, if they paid in $25 a month and we're paying that three of them $75 a month to take care of that person, now that person comes on, you just freed up the $75 a month, plus you got another $25 from the person you just added. Instead of taking away $75 for three people, you're now getting back $100 for every person that you put back on the payroll from being unemployed.
Dave,
does that make sense?
The way your mind works, you're right. A lot of people aren't thinking about that.
No.
They really don't. So, Dave, thank you for calling and putting it into perspective for us. Let's go to the next caller, Mike from Gardnerville. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's up?
Some of the part, you know, taxes, you know, the states used to give the federal government a small amount of money for operating. Mm-hmm. And it didn't come from us, from our wages. And it's not in the tax code that we're supposed to be paying on our wages also. So if you go to tax court, you cannot bring the tax code. They won't allow you to bring the tax code. They don't want to see it because you'd win. But the problem is, so that's why they have Department of Education, Department of Energy, all these departments that should be under the state. And the state should do it. Mm-hmm. So they just keep taking our money, all these grants and everything, and everybody always says it's free money. It's not free money. It's our money that we paid into it. There is no such thing as free money. So a part of the problem is we need to go back to where the states give the money to the federal government, and it's a small amount for the military, for protecting our border, which they don't do. You know, look at Texas. They have wide open border. Texas, they weren't going to send you less money now, and we're going to guard our border because you're not doing it.
Yeah.
They don't have that option anymore because now we have to beg the federal government to get the tax money back into the state when the state's not supposed to do that.
Mike, would you please run for some sort of office?
No, but I know somebody who might run down here for something. But
good.
Did you get my email about the Muzzies with their contact information? Lynn and Jan Muzzy. Jan is Dave Nelson's campaign manager. I think she's Mark Gardner's also. And they're the ones who really want to stop some of the growth here. They don't want the federal, they don't want the county paying for the growth. That means the roads or the schools that have to go into the development. And so they're trying to stop some of that. But I'll email it to you again.
Okay, email it to me again, Mike. I appreciate that. When you email me this information at Monica@991fmtalk.com, it makes a difference. It gives me more of a voice for you. And just like Cindy did, you know, sending me the information on the guy who blocked off trail access to the BLM with a fence because he's tired of the dirt. We'll be bringing you all kinds of stuff. Right now, though, it's a Fox Business News update here on 92.3 and 99.1.